Thanks for Chisica for the support. My name is Adrian. How can I help you?
Yeah, somebody tried to use my card at online with your company. And I was trying to find out, like, where the IP address was, if it was located in my town, if it was somebody that might have seen my card at the store or something like that. Or I already canceled the card, fraud protection called me, all that crap. I'm just trying to find out if you could tell me who it was that was using it.
Let me check on that, because I think if you got a fraud going with your bank already, they got to call us themselves. So let me check on that, okay?
Okay.
All right, and what's your first and last name?
Ronnie DeLorto.
Thank you. Do we have any... What's your shipping address, Ronnie?
612 4th Avenue East, Polson, Montana. 59860.
All right, thank you. Okay, so we actually have an account for you with your information.
Okay.
For
and
a,
so what
did I, so what it was,
how did
it
the
was,
account get started, or what did I buy if it was me then?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to explain to you. So what it was is on April the 20th, you signed up for, it was signed up for a 14-day trial period for a smartwatch, and you got the straps. It was a 14-day trial period where you just paid the shipping and handling and the warranty of $797 and then the warranty.
Okay, and that was the two fitness trackers?
Yes, and you had to call and cancel by May the 4th to avoid paying the full price for those fitness trackers. Now,
okay, when it came up that it said it was going to charge me for the extra bracelet or the extra straps on it, I told it, never mind, no, I didn't want it. And, yeah, what was that? Do you guys still send them?
Okay, I could, let me check and see. Did you receive them yet?
Yeah, but
okay.
I canceled them. I told you guys I didn't want them, and I canceled them.
Yeah, they was it wasn't canceled. They were still sent out to you. But what I can do for you now, so that you wanted just a fitness tracker and just a fitness tracker,
yeah,
not the bands, another one.
Yeah, like twice as much for the extra straps, and I didn't need the extra straps. And for one thing, and for another thing, I didn't have enough money in my account to cover it, so I canceled.
Okay, so what I can do for you, I can offer you a 35% refund on your account. And you can keep the product, but if you want to send it back, you can.
Okay, now say that again, please.
What I can do, I can offer you a 35% refund to your account, and you're able to keep the product. Now, if you don't want the other fitness tracker and straps, then I can cancel those out, and then you can keep that, you know, one fitness tracker, and then just ship back the straps and the extra one.
Okay, how about I keep the two fitness trackers since I gave one to my wife now and just
okay.
Give you the straps back and you just charge me the $7.95 you guys were going to charge me originally.
Okay, now what it is, it was you just pay shipping and handling, but if you keep the product, you eventually got to pay the price for the for those fitness trackers. Now, I'll tell you what I can do because I think you might have got misunderstood with it. So what I can do for you, I can give you 50%. And that'll drop that price down to $32.44 for the fitness trackers.
For both of them?
It'll be each.
Okay, well, then why did it start out saying that just pay shipping and handling?
Because what it is, it was just a 14-day free trial where we want the, our customers to try the product out before charging them for the fitness trackers.
Oh, so after you pay the $14.95 or whatever for shipping and handling, after 14 days, you just send it back and you're done with it?
Come on.
I didn't say no. That.
Yes, sir. It's in the, it was in the
terms.
Yeah, what it is, it was in the terms and conditions. Like most of our customers, they don't see the see the terms and condition because it's like it'd be like a box that'd be right there in a paragraph box next underneath the check box where you check that you agree to the terms and condition. But most of our customers just like overlook it because I've done it before, overlooked it. Now
that's what you guys count on is people to overlook it, huh?
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's what you guys count on is for people to just
overlook it. Honestly, we don't because I promise you, I'm even looking at the terms and conditions. Honestly, in our terms and conditions, we let you know of everything because some customers actually do read the terms and conditions. You know, that's why I said most customers don't. Some customers do.
A lot of people.
But I'll tell you what I do. I give my supervisor say if I can do 75% and drop it down to $16 for each tracker. Okay, so so what we're gonna do is we'll cancel out the let me see, I think that's the price for the straps. Let me see how much the straps cost.
Now, what about the $30 non-sufficient fund fee that my bank charged me for trying to put that through and not having the money in there? And then, you know, then you guys got the money or got some money. Yeah, somehow you got money out of there and then tried to charge me for the bracelets, the extra straps or something, because they charged me a $30 NSF fee. And then now last night I get a fraud message on my phone. So, like, the fraud center called me this morning. I told him, well, cancel the card. I don't know who the hell's in Omaha, Nebraska. And so now what about like the late fee, the non-sufficient fund fee I got, $30?
You're able to have your bank give us a call and we can speak with them on that due to you not knowing and reading the terms and conditions. Now, we can't speak with your bank. And most of the time when we speak with the banks, then what it is, we let them know that, you know, the customer wasn't aware of the charge coming out of his account. Yes, he agreed to the terms and conditions, but he didn't understand them. And then you know something. The bank worked with us.
What about the part where I said never mind, since I didn't want to pay extra for the extra bracelets, extra straps?
Okay,
can you tell the bank that part? Make me look a little bit smart, since this bank's right here in my hometown, my little town. I got to deal with every day. Gonna make me just look dumb, like I didn't read the terms and conditions.
Now, I can notate it on your account for the next agent that speak with the bank when they call in, but I would notate it on your account that you wasn't trying to purchase the straps, and you still got charged for it.
All right. How about we just call that $32 if you want 25 or 20, since I got to pay the $30 NSF fee?
That's what I'm going to say. I can refund you for the straps, the 1998. Yeah, I can refund you for that.
Right.
And then with the 75%, then you just pay $16 for the watches.
Okay. Now, what about you guys already charged me once, though. What did you get from me the first time?
I'm sorry. Repeat that again.
You guys already pulled money out of my account one time. What'd you get the first time?
Okay, so the first time we just got the shipping and handling, that $487 for the fitness trackers, it did not go through. But the shipping and handling did, and you're getting refunded for the 1998.
Okay, so the shipping and handling the first time was what, $30?
Oh, no, the shipping and handling was $697 and $797.
Okay, so $13, $14, $15?
Yes.
So you got 15 and now you want another 11, you said?
I'm sorry, what was that?
You got 15 the first time then, so the 697 and 797. So you got 15 and then now you're saying the 75% off and whatever it comes down to.
16.
16, so 16, so that's 31 altogether?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you look at it, yeah, about 30, 33, 34, yes, sir.
Sorry?
Yes, sir, about 33, 34.
I mean, well, now, not anymore. You got 15 of it already.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. You right on that. Yeah, be about 32. Okay, you're talking about the fitness trackers. I'm sorry. Yeah, about $32.
What were you talking about?
I thought you was including the shipping and handling. That's why I was throwing it off. I'm sorry.
Okay, so right now you only want $16.
Yes, and what if and I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put a 30-day extension on your account. That way, we won't charge you until June the 5th. We'll charge you the 16, 22 twice.
Okay. Now,
that way, give
I'm
you
gonna
time
have a new card by then because I canceled my card already. So you're not gonna have the number. I'll just have to call you back and give you the number or something.
Yeah, you'll just call us back with the new card number. You'll speak with a supervisor, and they'll update it. And I'm going to give you a confirmation number of the cancellation of the straps, okay?
Yeah, 1 second. Let me get a piece of paper here.
Oh, you're fine. I still got it. I'm going to get a cancellation number once I cancel it out. So you're good. You got time.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm almost done here.
Can I do something for you? Oh, you broke it?
I didn't break it yourself. Came out from like, what did it even get like that?
Step on it.
Take it off.
Okay, I'm refunding that soon. All right, so the cancellation number for the straps is CS and Charlie.
Okay.
618.
Okay.
703-0799.
703 what? 0799.
0799.
Okay. What was your name?
It's Adrian.
Adrian, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm notating your account before you go here. That way, if the main do call in, it'll be notated, okay?
I'm sorry?
And I'm notating your account as well.
Okay. Go ahead, Sue.
All right. So you're good to go. And thanks for choosing customer support. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.